Do you believe that this morning? Amen. I believe it from Genesis all the way to Revelations. I believe every word that's in this Bible. Every word of it. There's nothing in it to me. There's not a thing in here that the world wants to tell you that it's fantasy, that it's this, that it's that. This is the living word of the living God. Amen? Amen. It's for all of us. I've entitled my sermon this morning, I Believe. That's why I asked him to play it this morning, because I do believe it all. And praise God this morning. I'm going to be reading over from Luke, the 10th chapter. If you want to turn there, I'm going to start in about the 17th verse here in a little bit. But in the beginning of the 10th chapter of Luke, we find Jesus appointing 70 other people and giving them this job description. And he said, now, we think of Jesus just choosing the 12, but if you go down through it, he chose more than the 12. He chose these 70. But after he does this, he chooses 70, and he commissions them. And he tells them to go about and go out through all the land and go in my place, is what he tells them. He said, I'm sending you out ahead of me. And I want you to go in pairs. And I want you to know I'm sending you out like lambs among wolves. How would you like to have that as your job description? How would you like to have that? How would you like to know, hey, I'm sending you out, but these people ain't going to like you very much. You know what he's having? He gives them these instructions as he sends them out. He tells them this. Travel light. Take no extra suitcases. I don't want you to carry any extra money, any extra shoes. I don't even want you to talk to anybody on your way. You don't make no small talk. You go and do what I told you to do. And then when you get there, you ask if there's a place where you can stay. Then he says, and if they tell you that there's a place, and you greet them with the word shalom, which means peace, and you're greeting. And if they receive you, you stay in that place. And if they don't receive you, he said, take it back and get out of there and don't impose yourself. If you stay in that house, eat what's put in front of you. That's what he tells them to do. Don't ask for anything else. Don't ask for no salt, no pepper, no Texas peach sauce. He just says, you eat what's there. He said, and if they give you an offering, you take it because a laborer is worthy of his labors. He tells them then, I want you to heal the sick. He said, that are therein, saying to them, the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. And also he wanted them to understand there would be towns that would reject him, reject their message. He said, if that happens, he said, you go out into the middle of the street, you take your sandals off, you pound them together, and he said, you let the dust fall down on that town, and he said, you get out of there, and you let them know that they have rejected the kingdom of God, and they're left to their own fate. And he tells them that Sodom will have it better at the judgment day than they would for rejecting the kingdom of God. Now, any of us, that's a very challenging job description, would it not be? That's exactly what he said. Well, they did as he said. They went. And that brings me to this morning's scripture that I want to read to you. And the text, you'll be able to stand this morning. I want you to stand with me this morning. Let's read God's word together. And I want you to read it out loud with me. We're going to start in verse 17. We're going to go down to verse 20. I want you all just to read this out loud with me. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Praise his name this morning. Let us pray this morning. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come thanking you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you for the truth of your word. Lord, I thank you, Father, for how you've blessed us, Lord, and wept with us. And Lord, I just ask you, Lord, now to be with us this morning. Be with each and every one of us, Lord. Open up my mouth. Yeah, put the anointing upon me, Lord. Open up the hearts here this morning, Lord. The Father that, you know, Lord, the Father that we could grasp what you're telling us, Lord. And the Father, we just want to praise you and give you the glory for it all. And we ask it in your Son, Jesus' name. And amen. And amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you. Now, I'm not a very smart man. I'll be the first to admit that. I'm just like Forrest Gump. I'm not a very smart man. But I can tell you, thank you, Jesus, that my name is written in heaven today. Can you praise the Lord for that this morning? You know what? You don't have to say a whole lot, but man alive, you can praise him because your name is written in heaven this morning. And can I tell you something else? Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters this morning. And Bobby Webb, an old preacher that I know, used to stand and say, he said, you can stand on that when the world's on fire this morning. You can do that. And the whole church, praise God, praise his name. All right. As a friend of mine up at work said every time that they would give us jobs in the morning, Jeremy, this friend of mine would say there, okay, let's go grab two big handful of her. And let's go do it. So I want to tell you this morning, let's get into this morning. Let's get into what God is telling us this morning. Now we find 70 that have come back and are giving Jesus a missionary report. And they were rejoicing and they tell him, Lord, even the demons are subject through thy name. Even the demons. This is spiritual authority over spiritual beings. This is what he's saying. Jesus sent them out to heal the sick and to spread the message of the kingdom. But when they found out something else, that even the demons had to obey them, and they came back rejoicing. Hayward Gribble used to tell me this at 14th Avenue all the time. He said he felt like he could whip a sack full of wildcats. Is what he would say. They come back with that kind of spirit, with that kind of attitude. They recognize that there was power in the name of Jesus. Can I tell you something here this morning? There is power in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's not power in Dave Long. There's not power in anybody else in this church. But there is power in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise his name. I'm telling you, listen, the word is true from the beginning to the end. Do you believe that this morning? They recognized that there was power in his name. Lord, we didn't expect it, but even the demons are subject unto your name. And Jesus gave them a history lesson as to why it is. And let me give it to you this morning. He tells them, I was there when Satan was cast out of heaven. I was there when he fell like lightning to heaven, out of the sky. I'm telling you, God threw him out of there. And when he come down here, when Jesus died upon the cross, and when he rose again, praise God, he give us authority over the power of the enemy. And he didn't say some of it. He said all of it. Praise his name here this morning. And he said, and Jesus said, I know full well they are subject to my followers' name, in my name. He said, I know that because he is a defeated enemy. Don't let no one tell you here this morning, yeah, he is the little god of this world. But praise God, he is defeated. And praise God, his followers, his born again, bought by the blood Christians, we have authority over the spiritual wickedness in the realm of this world. Then he goes on to say in verse 19, behold. Listen to me. You know what behold means? He said, pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. I give you power. I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. The scorpions, those represent demonic forces. And over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now you and I have to decide something this morning. Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe it? Do you believe every word that Jesus said? He said, I give you power over all the enemy and nothing shall hurt you. I'm telling you, listen to me, what a promise that we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning. Or does the church still have that authority? And I have to ask you that question. Answer it for yourselves here this morning. Do we really believe we have the power through the name of Jesus? Do we really believe that? Not on our own, not by my power, not your, but through Jesus. As the body of Christ, as children of the Lord, washed in the blood Christians, to take on demonic forces and spiritual oppression and danger and come out victorious the way that He said that we can and go out into this world and it doesn't care for the message and bring that message this morning. Because praise God, we have that authority and that power, but only through the name of Jesus. Now let's face it. Let's face it head on. In all the name of Jesus. He didn't say some. He said all of it. You must come to the conclusion is this. For us today, or is it over? Or are you on your own? I'm going to tell you something this morning. I'm not on my own this morning. I'm not on my own. I'll tell you what, I've tried that before. I'll fall flat on my face. Can I tell you something here this morning? If you're a Christian, you're not on your own. That's why I say you have power. You have authority, not on your own. You have a power and authority through the name of Jesus. We all have heard when Jesus asked this disciple, who do you say that the Son of Man is? And his disciples told him what the people thought. But Jesus asked him point blank, what about you? Who do you say that I am? And listen to what Jesus said. And Jesus answered and said unto him, this is what Peter told him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. Amen. Folks, these disciples were the foundation of the church. Who was the cornerstone of it? It was our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If the foundation was given authority, can I have an amen? Guess what? That authority is with the church today. It's there. Folks, I believe we are to never run. We are to never cower in fear, to be intimidated, to feel defeated here this morning. The world does that. Because they don't know Jesus. We know Jesus this morning. We don't have to be that way this morning. We can walk with our heads held high and say, Lord, I go in your authority. I don't go in Drift Run's name. I don't go in Dave Long's name. I go in the name of the Lord Savior Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us, a child of God, we are troubled on every side, yet we're not distressed. We are perplexed, but we're not in despair. Persecuted but not forsaken, cast down but what? Not destroyed. Amen. We walk in the power of His name. Folks, and we need it today more than ever. There's a lot going on in this world today. I understand that. There's stuff going on over there. You know what the Bible tells me? He said, when you see these things like the fig tree, He said, you look because what? Summer is nigh. You know what He's telling us? Can I tell you something this morning? I know we have loved ones over there that's in that battlefield and stuff like that. But Christians, can I tell you something? When we see this stuff, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. We can look up and we can be excited and say to ourselves, listen, this is one more step towards Jesus coming back to take us out of the sin-sick world. One more time. We look at all the stuff. And it's what it said. Folks, We need it today more than ever. He rules over this world, the little god of this world, by God's permission. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says this, in whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine unto them. Listen, but because of that, 1 John 5:19 says this, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. That's true for the world, but it's not true for us. Amen? This is not true for a child of God. He may be the one with the sway over this world, but he may be the prince of darkness, but he doesn't control me, and he doesn't control you, because praise God, we have authority here this morning. The Bible tells me that whenever we're tempted, He offers a way of escape. You know what happens sometimes? We don't take that way sometimes, but praise God, He offers it to us every time. And praise His name this morning. Jesus broke that authority. And on that same spirit of power, and Jesus gave His children back, and He's still with us today. He's still with us today. That power is still with us. Let me tell you something else. You do not have to be controlled by your flesh this morning. You don't have to be controlled by it. When the blood of Jesus washed your sins away, when the Spirit of God started flowing through your body, He gave you liberty in Christ. It broke the power of the flesh and that it had over you and me. It broke it. We don't have to live in fear that we have to worry about the flesh. We can have authority over it. You are now not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. How do I know that? Because the Bible tells us. Romans 8, 9, and 10. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If ye be so that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is because of righteousness. You do not have to obey the flesh today. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do that. You're a child of the living God. A son and a daughter of God. Do you know how precious that is? Do you know how precious that is? I've got my son and daughter here this morning. And pray God, I hold them precious to me this morning. And my grandchildren, praise God. God has sons and daughters. And if you're here this morning, you're a Christian. You're His son and daughter here this morning. Romans 8, it tells me this. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Raise your hand and praise Him this morning. You are a child of God this morning. And if you're children, then heirs and heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Isn't that awesome this morning to think about that? That you are His son or His daughter this morning. The Word is truth. The Word is life. It has given us the power in His name to overcome anything that the enemy throws at us. And for that, we need to say thank you, Jesus. We need to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, and Jesus is going to say this. And this is, notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your name is written in heaven. He's glad that we can praise and thank Him, that we have authority over the evil spirits are out here in this world. But something else we need to be more thankful for this morning. Because rejoice that your names are written down in the portals of heaven. And He said this to the 70. Did you notice that? He said that to the 70. He said that to the apostles. He said that your name is written down in heaven. How does He know that? Greg, He wrote it. He knows what's in it. He knows what's in the book. He knew it. He's not saying that out of just... He said, because your name is written down in heaven. The one in Revelation 21, 27. And there shall be in no wise enter into anything that defileth. Neither whatsoever worketh abomination and maketh a lie. But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. It's named after Him. Amen. Praise His name. He knows it. It is written by the holy finger of God. Isn't that amazing here this morning to think about that? You want to talk about having power and authority? Praise. If you can't say anything else, we can shout the house down knowing that our names are written by Jesus Himself in the Lamb's book of life. If you want to get happy, man, your names are written there. Man, we've got to believe that. If we believe that, we have all authority over all the power of the enemy. Believe it this morning. Don't sit back here and think, well, now, I don't know that I... Listen to me. If you believe from Genesis to Revelation, you believe the Word of God. It's for you today. It's in the power of His name, in the authority of His name today. Your name is written there. We've got to believe that. How about this? Do you believe Isaiah 54, 17? You know what it says there? Listen, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Praise God. Your righteousness is as filthy rags, but Jesus' righteousness is not. And Christian, your righteousness is in Him this morning. You got authority. Understand that. You may think that you're the lowest of lows. You may think that you're not worth anything here this morning as a Christian. Praise God. You are in His authority this morning. You are in His righteousness this morning. And that should make us want to say, Lord, thank you. While the devil is building weapons against you, guess what? Understand it. He will not prevail against you. He will not prevail against you. Do you believe that here this morning? We have the spiritual authority in Jesus' name. And all the weapons that are formed that the devil is trying to form against you this morning, Tim. And he's trying it. He's trying it. All the weapons. He said, listen to me. The devil may form them, but child of God, he said, they will not cause you any harm. Amen? That's the word of God. Listen, that's why we can rejoice. That's why we can rejoice about our names being written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Do you know what that means? Do you actually really know what that means? No matter what it looks like right now in your life, Christians, listen to this. No matter what it looks like right now in your life, no matter how it feels right now in your life, in all things, we are more than what? Through what? Him that loves us. Who's the Him? Huh? It isn't your spouse. It isn't me. It's through Jesus that loved you. It's through Him. Because you and I already have the victory. And I know what the Word tells me. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Isn't that awesome? He gives us the victory. There is power in His name. There is. We don't need to hide in a corner. We don't need to worry about what's going to happen next out here in this world. We listen to me. The mindset of, oh, woe is me. We don't need that anymore because we have the authority and the power in the name of Jesus. And we can go to the throne of grace boldly. Because like I preached last week, that curtain has been ripped apart. And we can go to the throne of grace boldly. Jesus said, behold, I've given to you all power over the enemy. All of it. And nothing shall be by any means hurt you or harm you. Folks, too many times, we let the trials and troubles of this world steal the word out of our hearts. That's why I'm telling you this morning, believe. I believe the word of God. Believe it. Put it in here. We either believe it or we don't. Romans 3:3-4 says this. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? Does it? It ain't going to affect God's faith. Listen, God forbid, let God be true. And what? Every man a liar. Every man a liar. Do we hear what the Word of God is saying to us this morning? When Jesus was arrested, this is what happened, and taken off before the high. This is what I think happens to some of us sometimes, because it's happened to me. And Luke 22:54 tells us, what did Peter do? He followed from what? Afar off. What he said. Peter didn't lose sight of Jesus. He didn't lose sight of Him, but he couldn't hear Him. I've been there, Tim. I've been there. I've watched Jesus from afar, but I wasn't into His Word. I wasn't praying like I should. I wasn't doing these things. I was following Him from afar. I was doing that. And when I was doing that, the Word of God had no power in my life. It had none. The Bible tells us to do what? Draw nigh to God. And what will He do? Do you believe that this morning? If I'm telling you this, if I'm saying to you, if God promises me, and I'll point to everybody in here, if you draw nigh to God, He's going to draw closer to you, it will happen. I believe it this morning. It will happen. You've got to be willing to draw nigh to Him. Get within hearing distance. Amen? John 10 tells us, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth, listen, when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. They know his voice. Get within hearing distance. Get to where you can hear God and the Spirit talking to you. Get there. Now, I'm not pointing my finger at you, because like I said, I've been there. And if you're honest, you've been there. You've been there. There's a battle going on every day in our lives. Do you know that? Don't want us to draw and hear the Word of God and let it sink in. There's a battle going on every day. Hebrews 4:12 says this, for the Word of God is quick, and is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul. The soul, now listen to me, is the mind, emotion, and will of each one of us. Do you realize each one of us have a will? Do you understand that here this morning? We get up in the morning, and I hope and pray that your will doesn't override what needs to be done. But it says here, and the Spirit, that's the part of us that allows us to do what? To communicate with God. And out of the joints, the marrow is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. When you don't read, when you don't pray, you can't distinguish sometimes between what is soul and what is spirit. I've heard it said here before, it's like a black dog and a white dog. Which one are you going to feed? When you get up in the morning sometimes, listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. The Word is the one. See what it said? The Word is the one that is that discerner between them. Pray God. We vacillate sometimes back and forth between the soul and the spirit. We do this sometimes. There's a battle going on for you each and every day. Do you understand what the Word is trying to tell us? Let the Word of God and your prayer life help you to get that right there where it needs to be, where it's the Spirit talking to us all the time instead of the man. Been there as well. Done that. You can't distinguish sometimes. Your soul has an appetite for the things of this world. Do you realize that? Do you realize? It has an appetite for the things of this world. And the Spirit will teach you of the things of Jesus. I love this scripture. It's one of my favorite scriptures. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance and whatsoever I have said unto you. Can I tell you something this morning? I say this in love to you. I've had people tell me, well, the Bible's hard to understand. What's that tell you right there? The Holy Spirit is the one that will teach you. You can come here and go through all the Bible studies you want. You got to have the Holy Spirit teach you. You got to have the Holy Spirit. That's why sometimes we don't totally understand. We're not letting the Spirit guide and direct what we need to understand on. He will teach you all things. He will guide you through all things. And if you don't know the Word, if you don't have a prayer light, you're going to go back and forth. James says it this way. A double-minded man, and can I say woman, is unstable in all their ways. Amen. You see that a lot. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy Word is the truth. How much are you getting into God's Word? Why say believe? I mean, you got to get into it to believe it, right? Don't come here and take my word for it. Don't take the teacher's word for it. It's up to you to dig into God's Word and find out what He has for you. Now, listen to this. Let's see if you believe this. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Believe that this morning? Every word of God is pure. How about Psalms 119, 160? The Word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endure forever. Believe that here this morning? How about Luke 10:19? Tells me, behold, I give unto you the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Do you believe that here this morning? That's the Word of God. Can I tell you, you can stand upon the Word of God. You can stand there. And Greg said this earlier whenever he was teaching. I can do all things through Christ, which does what? Strengthens me. I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things. Praise God. Do we believe that this morning? Or is that just, we try to make that something like, well, you know, that doesn't really say it this way. Get into it and see what it does say. You might find out it does say it that way. I can do all things. All things. Praise God. Praise His name this morning. I tell you, God showed me that sermon this week and I couldn't hardly contain myself because you know what? Who needed it? I needed it. I hope and pray that you got something out of it here this morning. I believe. Raise your hands this morning. You believe? You child of God? You believe the Word of God? Every line, every word. I believe it this morning. I don't care what the world tries to say, what the world tries to make it out. They say what they say. The Bible has stood the test of time. There have been other books that have come and gone. The Bible still stands the test of time. Why? Because it is the living Word of God. It's not just another book. Believe it this morning. Julie, let's get a song this morning, please.